It's 17 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon, February 11th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died February 3rd. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Otteson is survived by four children: Brenda Otteson, Eric and Barb Otteson, Matthew and Kelly Otteson, and Michael Otteson. Two sisters, Deanna O'Connell and Manola Norris. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike Baker is survived by his mother, Jackie Baker, of Richland Center, father Douglas Baker of Georgia, two brothers, Shane and Haley Clems of Richland Center, and Brian Baker of Georgia, uncles, special aunt Liz Gott of Waterloo, special cousin Amy B. Barrett of Waterloo, special friends Jamie, Rich, and Tim, and many cousins and friends. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Friday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Kason Stifler is survived by his parents, Jenna and Chad Johnson, two sisters, Cadence and Cambry Stifler, brother Carson, two stepsisters, Rosalind Johnson and Brooklyn Schmidt, stepbrother Reese Johnson, grandparents Roger and Veronica Foley, step-grandparents Bob and Cam Johnson, favorite aunt Becky, special friend Caitlin Pinkham, many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. Survivors of Jim Brisboy include his sister, Deanne and Tom Wrestler of Loganville, brother Ron and Maureen Brisboy of Ithaca, sister-in-law Kim Houck, many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends, and special friends Cindy Howland of Baraboo and Gerard Hine of Boaz. James Jim Brisboy, Jr., 64, of Reedsburg and Ithaca.